prosecutor is presenting testimony from more than two dozen witnesses in their attempt to convince a jury Sean Combs guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution, sex trafficking, and racketeering. Who else is slated to take the stand? Crime Online's Jennifer Gould has the latest from the courtroom. Jennifer?
Nancy, the dark depths of Sean Diddy Combs' alleged empire continued to unravel in Manhattan Federal District Court as his sex trafficking trial entered its fifth grueling week. Facing a potential life sentence, the hip-hop mogul listened as a former girlfriend testifying under the pseudonym Jane delivered more harrowing accounts of drug-fueled freak-offs and alleged coercion, painting a portrait of control and depravity. On day 24, Jane, who dated Combs until his September 2024 arrest, resumed her explosive testimony detailing hotel nights, sexual encounters with male escorts that Combs allegedly orchestrated. She tearfully explained her endurance, believing these encounters were necessary to secure her financial lifeline, including her monthly rent. Here's Crime Online's Dave Mack.
Jane says after the 2023 trip to Turks and Caicos, she entered into a love contract with Combs. Jane said they agreed on a 2-year contract because it matched the time they'd already spent in the relationship. Jane said she moved into a house where Combs paid the rent in April of 2023. Asked by Prosecutor Comey, who's paying the rent now? Jane says, Sean.
Jane recalled a 2022 Turks and Caicos trip where Combs chillingly nicknamed her Crack Pipe, a moniker she claimed underscored his pervasive control over her. Jane described a brutal 24-hour session with an escort named Paul, leaving her, quote, extremely sore, in tears, end quote. Yet Combs allegedly dismissed her pain. In a new disturbing twist, Jane testified about actively using these hotel nights to manipulate Diddy. She recounted an incident on vacation when Diddy was with another woman, young Miami. Jane allegedly pulled the hotel night card, warning Diddy, quote, he wouldn't get to do anything he wanted with her, end quote, if he stayed with young Miami. After Diddy abruptly left his vacation early, Jane claimed she arranged a Valentine's Day freak-off with two different entertainers as a, quote, unquote, treat for him. She further revealed they would often role-play and watch Dateline together. Defense attorney Tenny Garagos vigorously cross-examined Jane, attempting to portray her as a willing participant by highlighting affectionate texts such as, quote, we don't have to go crazy for the rest of the year, end quote. Combs allegedly texted Jane in 2021, suggesting mutual planning of hotel nights. Jane vehemently countered, stating she was, quote, positively reinforcing him so he didn't feel rejected, end quote. Garagos also pressed Jane on her alleged jealousy over Combs' attention to other women, including Cassie Ventura. Prosecutors allege Diddy's entire empire facilitated these sex crimes with employees coordinating the freak-offs. Diddy, known as Puff Daddy and Love, denies all coercion, admitting to past domestic violence, but steadfastly insisting all sexual encounters were consensual. Testimony continues Thursday, with Jane's cross-examination expected to conclude. For the latest crime and justice news, watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Merit TV, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for channel assignment and follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
The pre-dawn quiet of a Valley Village home shattered in a terrifying instant when a woman asleep on her couch awoke not to her alarm, but to a silent stranger standing just feet away from her. The figure, a man, was caught not with his pants down. He was completely naked from the waist down and pleasuring himself, turning her sanctuary into a scene straight out of a nightmare. The terrified homeowner, identified only as Amy, spoke to KTLA 5 News.
It was pretty terrifying. It's, for a woman, it's like the most, I think it's our most primal fear, right? A sexual assault.
Amy told authorities she was asleep on her couch when she opened her eyes to the chilling sight while inside her home on Otsego Street at 1:52 in the morning. She scrambled, grabbed her dog and phone, and then bolted for her very life right out the back door. She then ran across the street, hiding in her neighbor's bushes As she frantically called 911, she says she just kept watching the house, but the guy didn't leave. LAPD finally arrived and apprehended the intruder. The suspect, described as wearing a poncho on top, but only socks and sandals on his feet, was cuffed. The man was later taken for a mental health evaluation. Once back inside, Amy's fear did not subside. She found her naked intruder had removed her undergarments from the laundry basket and had them placed right next to a picture of her that he had moved. But that's not all. The most disturbing twist in this already unsettling saga, because Amy's back door was unlocked, officials say this poncho-wearing perp will not face a burglary charge. The maximum he can face is trespassing. And finally, turns out virtual court hearings and making lunch are a recipe for disaster. A Detroit judge just booted a single mom from her Zoom hearing because she was busy whipping up a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in plain sight. Video from the hearing shows Asia Outerbridge, a fashion stylist, straight up making the PB&J while on camera, much to the dismay of 36th District Court Judge Sean Perkins. He also had a major issue with her courtroom attire, a casual t-shirt and a bathrobe. Again, it's on Zoom, though. Outerbridge tried to explain she was having a mommy day because her three-year-old was sick, but the judge wasn't having it. Take a listen.
My daughter is sick. I had to keep her home from school. I'm just trying to feed her. That is it.
That's terrible, but you're in court.
Ms. Outerbridge, I'm sorry that your daughter is sick. But again, you're in court, okay? And we're going to treat it as such.
Between the sandwich, the bathrobe, and Outerbridge's alleged lateness for her misdemeanor open alcohol container charge, Perkins promptly kicked her offline. Outerbridge said she had waited for hours in the Zoom waiting room, but admitted she, quote-unquote, could have come better prepared. She also feels, though, the judge could have had some mercy on a single mom. Maybe he's more of a ham and cheese guy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.